Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good Wednesday morning to you. Merry Christmas, everybody. If you're watching, people, you know what? Here's what we're gonna do. Just to kick it out first.
Been on for a year, almost a year, and we've never
done this before. This is really embarrassing. You know, this used to happen when I was in school up in Nagani. Because we only had, this is like before the mall was built in Marquette. So you had your one little store, Levine's Clothing Shop. Yeah.
So, and people would go there, they'd have a plaid shirt or something, and you'd buy it.
And three kids would be wearing that plaid shirt in school on one day. You know what I mean?
We had Schrader's Department Store, and they would buy not a lot, like you said, like a JCPenney's or something like that. And you'd go in there and you'd always be wearing the same thing as the next kid. Yeah. So anyway, I didn't get the memo.
I remember girls that would go home and change when that happened.
Oh yeah.
Really? I remember that couple of times.
Believe that. Oh, sure.
I remember, I can tell you who it was.
Absolutely.
I could see it, what they were wearing firmly in my mind. And the reason we're saying that, if anybody's watching on the live stream, Jim and I are dressed 100% alike in our bright red Christmas red pullovers. And they're not even the same pullover. Yours is from the auto museum.
Right.
Mine's a Badger one.
Yeah.
Both have a black t-shirt underneath.
Yeah.
We could not have called each other up last night and said,
no,
what are you going to wear? Let's try to dress alike.
No, we would never do that.
This is amazing.
We would never do that.
Johnny said earlier, he's like, we look like two Santa Clauses sitting here.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't
know. So you know what, Ty? We're going to start out with a little contest.
All right.
We're starting out with a text competition.
All right.
We'll get one of those really cool hats I got from the Heights.
Yeah.
That you wear that you look very bad in.
Yep.
And bad in a good way. We're going to give one of those caps away. They're not cheap caps. We're going to give one of those caps away from the Heights on the best text regarding how we look in bright, vivid red.
So like best description, best
anything, insult, best whatever you want.
Like,
so let's keep this going all morning
long.
Two
birds,
okay?
Fine. Yeah.
Right. It would be like two birds of a feather travel together, but we would be more.
And they couldn't even be more close in color.
Yeah, those are.
It's like the exact same red.
So the
fire engine red.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I know that was weird when you walked in.
Yeah, I saw you, and it's like, oh no.
That's happened to me one time. I had a meeting in my office, and I was wearing a sport coat, and a guy came in wearing the exact same sport coat.
Oh, same thing.
But I just took mine off and just had a long sleeve shirt and tie, but.
Go ahead and take yours off.
It was really awkward.
Like this.
So I had to wear something a little bit bigger because my trainer's coming in today. I wanted to say, look, Jim, you're looking good, man.
It's sharp. I like those from the auto museum. I love that design and everything.
Right.
It's a great.
Yeah. Shoulders a little bit wider. Yeah. This is a good one.
Yeah.
But
twinning is winning.
There you go. Tori. Love that.
Tori's on the board first.
All right. I give Tori. Yeah.
Just off the board first.
No, that's good. Winning is winning. I like that. That makes sense. So anyway.
You know what my problem is, though?
Because I look so much better because mine fits. Is that your problem?
What is that?
Okay, now wait a minute. Because when Jim came in, he goes, my trainer's coming in today. I wore something a little big so I look svelte or whatever he said.
And now what does he do?
It fits so much better,
You know who you remind me so much of? It's incredible.
What's that, John?
Besides Rudy Giuliani, this guy I used to golf with at times, okay? And just one of those guys talked. He wasn't a good golfer.
He was or wasn't?
Wasn't.
Yeah.
But I was just kind of, you know what I mean? Just had to make a comment every time somebody else.
Yeah.
And I remember we're playing this, and he hit a bad shot. And somebody says, does your wife play? Or, you know how guys just say those things. And he goes, well, Mino sucks too.
Can't go down alone.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
Why did you have to bring me into this? What did I do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're kind of like, you're a little bit like that.
If I go down, you're coming with me.
Yeah. But you know what one of my issues is?
What's that?
One of my problems. You know what I literally do not have the chromosome of giving me the talent to do.
Oh, there's quite a few missing.
But one ahead. Of the main ones, mm-hmm. ironing. I can't iron a shirt.
I called you.
To save my life.
I called him on, where were we going? I called you on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm ironing. I'm like, what? Yeah, what?
Took me like a half an hour to iron a shirt.
That's so easy to do. That's why ironing boards are made the way they are, exactly for shirts. Yeah. You know, because you put the shoulder up on top and you do it. And you could be real frugal about it and just iron what people see. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you wore a sweater over that, but some people, if you're wearing a vest, you can just do the, I would never do that, but you could just wear the.
Just iron the sleeves? Yeah. I didn't think of that.
Yeah,
I even got one of those steamers, and that works sometimes.
Yeah.
I bought one of those.
Those are overrated.
How much would it cost to hire a person to iron?
It's not that. I send
50 cents a shirt?
Oh, no. It's like $3.50 a shirt.
For one shirt?
Yeah. I get my shirts.
Okay. I'm opening up a ironing thing. I'll learn how to iron for $3.50 a shirt.
Yeah. It's all of that.
Heckle and Jekyll, they look like. Okay. I can't believe this.
No, I get all my shirts dry cleaned. Yeah.
You get a dry clean? Oh. How much is that?
That's what I'm saying. That's what it is. That's $3.50,
$3.75. But can't you hire some person that lives in Green Bay who takes in laundry and irons?
See, I knew that birds of a feather would
Two
come
birds
out.
Of a feather.
Yeah.
Cardinals. Isn't there anybody that does that? So if it's reasonable, I'd do it.
Well, it's not going to be. Who's going to come and iron a shirt for $1?
I'll bring it to them.
No, that's not worth it.
All right. Throwing it out there. Big show today. Big news, of course. Green Bay is in the news in the sports world today. ESPN was all over this. UW Green Bay hiring a brand new head men's basketball coach who has never coached basketball before.
College.
Right. He was a great player. He's a great radio announcer. Doug Gottlieb is his name. And he's one of the big-time announcers for college basketball. And he is going to be UW Green Bay's new head basketball coach. I'm sure everybody knows that I'm not, doing anything here. We got Scott Vincey from the Press Gazette who covers UWGB. That's his beat. He's coming on to talk about it. A lot of different discussions about this. And I've got my opinion. I think that I think Sundance really left them in the lurch. I'll be honest with you. Can't blame him for going. I know it's his home school. It's his home state. It's his home everything. Okay, that's fine. But the bottom line, he really left them in a lurch. This late in the year, the transfer portal is closing. Three of his really good players have already left.
Right.
This is a tough job. If they'd just given it to somebody, although I still say, for whatever reason, they refused to hire Gary Gresh, who I think would be magnificent
for
that
program. I just want to say that. You look at why Sundance left, it's because his roots are there. And why?
Right.
I think that's really important when you get older. When you get to be, 45, 50, you want to be kind of where you grew up. It's okay to leave, but
especially your kids are in college, or kids are grown up.
So yeah. I don't blame Sundance.
No, but I think it's a serious mistake that GB has never seriously considered Gary Gresh. I think that's a crime. But I will say this. When's the last time you saw UW Green Bay basketball in the headlines nationally for ESPN?
Right.
Never. So with anything else, all other things aside, this guy gives them notoriety. He gives them light to the program. College kids that, are forget recruits. Everything is transfers these days.
Yeah.
So transfers, they know this guy knows every single person in college basketball who matters. They know he has tremendous contacts with college basketball scouts, with NBA scouts, with all these different things. You know he's got some big money guys somewhere along the line. He's probably a big money guy working for ESPN on a regular basis, doing a national radio show. So, I mean, I will say this. It sounds shocking, but I will say this. I think with the situation that Sundance left them in, this was as good. Other than Gary Gresh, I still say it would have been the greatest move they could make. Other than that, I think something like this makes sense.
So this is, I don't know, I mean my love for sports.
Now this is from Nancy. Thing one and thing two. Fight amongst yourself as to who gets to be one or two.
Well, that's easy.
I'm one.
This guy, though, he's going to get some extra notoriety as well, this coach.
Well, he doesn't need more notoriety.
But he's gonna get,
knows who he is.
But everybody in college basketball knows he hasn't coached. So
right.
He's come here, and let's say he has a great year.
Right.
What's to say he's not going to go to a bigger school?
I don't think he's that guy. I mean, I really don't. I mean, he's a little bit older. How old? I don't even know
how
old.
I don't think he's that old.
50s? Early 50s? But I don't think that would happen.
Okay.
Maybe it'll happen. Maybe he'll say, hey, Green Bay's too small for me or whatever.
Or I got this offer for $3 million instead of, you know, $300,000. Yeah. So
it's possible.
He's 48.
48. Okay, so he's young
for
Division I head coach. But I think it's a good move by them. I really and truly do.
I worry, and listen, I'm not a sports guy. But I see and this has happened in radio. They take famous people.
Yeah.
And they put them in situations that maybe they can't necessarily handle. Okay. Boy, I didn't even realize.
Oh, God. I can't. Okay, John. All right.
I just hope it doesn't make things. I hope the team can last around him.
Right. Let me ask John. You must know this because you claim to know everything about.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the first time they've taken someone out of the broadcast booth and put them in charge of a team.
Right.
They did that with that guy from the Lions,
and it failed miserably.
Disaster.
Paid one of the $3 million in NBA or excuse me NFL history.
Disaster.
Yeah. You know what?
But is there a history of this working?
Yes.
Okay.
Los Angeles Lakers, Pat Riley. He was their assistant travel secretary. He's almost like a George Costanza, assistant to the assistant travel secretary. Did color commentary on their games, was the announcer, and then became the head coach and became mind-boggling
good
successful.
Yeah.
But, of course,
he
had Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Jamal Wilkes, and Norm Nixon.
Well, but did they come because of him? Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. That's all right. The only thing I remembered when I read this was flashbacks to Detroit, and I thought,
Riley would be the closest that I can think of. I mean, he was low on the totem pole. And then the first coach, their head coach, got in that bike accident, wasn't wearing a helmet, and was never the same.
He's got this music.
Then they hired the guy Westhead, who had been from some small school, and Magic Johnson ran him out, and Pat Riley took over, and he would be the best example, I think, of that.
But there's a lot that have come from the broadcast booth to the coaching and failed.
No question.
So, I don't know.
All right.
I'm keeping my season tickets, though, I'll tell you that. I'm going
to
support them.
It brings buzz to the program, and I think that program needs buzz.
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
All right.
And again, if you're not watching live stream, the reason Todd's playing this is we both are wearing Santa Claus red pullovers. Exactly the same. Back after this. And you better watch. I'm telling you why. Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. 42 degrees in Appleton. No, excuse me. 42 degrees in Green Bay. 45 in Appleton. 49 in Oshkosh already. Winds coming from the north at 7 to 9 miles an hour. Today is Family Day. All right. Today is Straw Hat Day. All right.
Wear Red Day.
Uh-huh. Chocolate Chip Day. Never had a bad chocolate chip. You? Anything in chocolate chips.
I don't like chocolate.
The only thing I'm not crazy. You don't like chocolate chips. No. How can you not like chocolate chips?
I don't like chocolate.
I'm not. You know what I'm not into? I don't need chocolate chips in my pancakes. I don't need pancakes. That's a little over sweetness.
Over chocolate chipping.
When you put the syrup on, that's a little much, I think.
Wow. No, I don't know that.
And a very important thing, Dementia Awareness Week.
Yeah, that's good.
We got an invitation in the mail today. Regarding that, because we've tried to do a lot to help out with the program down here. And businesses and residents invited. Join us for refreshments and snacks at the Brown County ADRC, 300 Adams Street, between 2 and 3:30 p.m. And that's coming up, and it's going to be a really cool thing. We try to support them a bunch, and that's on the 17th. So that's 2 days, Friday. 617, celebrate dementia-friendly neighborhoods. It's a great program that they do.
Yeah, it's Friday.
You know, to make people aware of dementia and potentially recognize if somebody has that and they might be confused or might be having issues.
Right. And we've gone to
see
something
all the signs.
Like this before. Yeah. Very informative.
Very informative. And you know what? That's another one of those things that affected all three of us.
And that is, just so that we're aware, that is June 17th.
June 17th. Yep. Yeah, 617.
Yep.
June 17th. So very cool. We'd like to support them as much as possible. Yeah. No question about it.
That is a Monday.
Yeah.
So, and yes, at the AG Resource Center, it's right down the block from us. So,
but
we got to promote this thing.
Yes,
okay.
But today we got a big show. Ryan Doro.
I didn't know his last name.
The personal trainer at Western Racket and Fitness, who is the former mayor's personal trainer.
Yeah. And he gives seminars. This guy's like really educated, and I was lucky to get him. Yeah, he's a good one. So I'm a work in process.
Yeah, work all right. Ben and Deanna Malcourt, love having them come on. Moving with the Malcourts, Bay Area Realty. They are charismatic. They are knowledgeable. They are...
They're Green Bay, too. They relate. They relate to the
absolutely.
Customer. They're... Yeah, good people.
A lot of stuff happening in the world, unprecedented stuff happening in the world right now regarding beauty pageant. Both Miss USA and Miss Teen USA resigned their posts.
I know. That was...
Kimberly Sawyer, great friend of mine who was a former Miss Wisconsin and knows all about the pageants and has helped, you know, help promote young women
and help coach them and everything. Find
out from her what's going on. And then Scott Vency, Green Bay Press Gazette beat writer for UW Green Bay, will be coming on, and we'll talk about the Doug Gottlieb situation.
He does a lot more than the beat writer for Green Bay, though.
Oh, he does a lot. He's almost one of the last. Him and Pete Doherty are two of the last old school sports writers, that they have.
Yeah, he's really, really good, and he's. I mean, I'm sure people.
And as every contact in the world has everyone.
Yes, that's
so
what I'm saying.
I'm really anxious to talk to Scott Vency,
find
out what he thinks. And then we've got Abby Novak from downtown Appleton, Light the Light event. What's that, Todd?
Light the Night.
Light the Night event. Kind of like an outdoor fair kind of thing at night. Magic, music, all sorts of cool stuff.
Oh, cool.
But they got it going on, don't they?
Yeah.
They really do a lot of cool things. I'm sure that's on College Avenue, right? I don't know. We'll talk to her about it. But yeah, they do a lot of fun stuff down in Appleton.
You know what I mean? Ever since we had the gentleman on the other day, the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah, Reggie.
I've had a hankering for that food now.
We got to do it. Now, remember, Saturday is their big 1-year anniversary at Area 509. So it would be a great time to support that local business and...
Have him bring us some.
That's right. Well, and he's got music, Haiti theme or whatever. Yeah, it's all...
He handed me a Creole. Yeah. I love Creole. You know, I love that. I want to really get into Creole food. I might start Creole cooking.
There you go.
Yeah.
I kind of asked him, too, like, what's something that people don't know about that type of food? And people are in this area of Wisconsin afraid of spice, right?
Yeah.
And he said, but it's not that kind of spice.
Right.
It's not that crazy over the top, oh, my God, you're burning my tongue, all that kind
and
of stuff.
And it's not Jamaican.
Right.
You know, you assume it's just Jamaican. Okay, we've all had jerk chicken. We've all been to, you know, wherever, whatever. But his isn't. And his is that Creole, which is a lot like Cajun, but a different type of spice. I'm really anxious to try his stuff.
And it's going to be fun because he is the face of that restaurant.
Yeah.
And he's...
And a good guy.
Good guy. He's easy to talk to. He's kind of funny. So this Saturday, we both got... I got weddings, but...
I'll go.
You're gonna go?
I'll represent us.
That'd be awesome, Todd.
Cool. Yeah.
Can you bring some back for Monday?
Yeah, bring
it back. We'll see how that goes.
We'll see.
If it makes it back. I'll get some for sure, but if it makes it back.
That's the kind of stuff, though, it just smells so good in your kitchen or whatever, wouldn't it, when you're cooking it?
We have to go. There's so many places we've been invited to see on site, and we've got to get down to see him. And Oshkosh has so much going on. I just love that guy. What's his name?
Pat Tracy.
Yep. That
he's on with us tomorrow.
Yeah. So Johnny, we got to do that.
Another thing. You know what I still got to do? I got to bring down. Is a kudigi.
Yes.
I still got the kudigi. So here's what I got. I've got the kudigi.
Yeah, bring one to the mayor. Remember yesterday we talked
about. I want to have him on here the day we cook it. The day you cook it.
All right. I'll cook it, sure. Because we want to get that. I really think you're on to something.
The Uper Village for the draft. I'm serious about this.
I think that could live on beyond the draft, to be honest with you.
I do, too.
Do it right.
And I want to have a little thing. Some of my barnwood. Built just this kind of little thing, this facade type thing, like a UP thing.
You know,
I got
don't
the
know
old
that...
UP license plates, the old hubcaps, the old Uper things.
You know, that could be, like you said, Todd, that could get legs. I mean, we have if they have the area.
It'd be a niche.
If they have like a farmer's market type thing, close off a street, and we get a booth there, we will win for the best booth easy, not just for decorations, but for the food. And then if we could parlay that into a food truck and then a bricks and mortar building, we could make a little bit of money.
I like it.
I mean, to be honest, I would go with a food truck, leave the bricks and mortar. That's just so much more work.
I kind of agree with that.
And you got to pay taxes.
And you're paying light bills and whatever. Right. Or, people stealing from you.
And this
fix the toilets.
Absolutely.
Right. Right. They all said that.
I would hire somebody for that. I wouldn't touch that.
This guy can build us a food truck. The guy we had on the crew.
Yeah, Reggie.
Yeah, I know.
Reggie built his own.
But we could build.
We could buy one. There's plenty of food trucks.
But we got to be unique.
Well, no, we just sand it down and then we paint it.
It's got to look like camp. It's got to look like a camp.
And it's got to be.
With an outhouse.
And then you have to have little Uper.
I used to make birdhouses that looked exactly like Uper outhouses. I used to sell those. You want one? I'll build you one.
No, not at all.
Out of official barnwood from the UP.
Yeah, no.
That looks good out in your yard.
You want one?
We'll sell them. No, I don't want. But we
taking orders again. The building season has begun.
We could. Yeah, and then you could put on also on the truck just some of your Uper.
Memorabilia.
Well, not memorabilia, but just some of the stuff you guys say up there. That
That's a good idea. Little sayings.
Yep. Uper sayings.
I like this a lot.
And I tell you, because we're
but
talking.
But you know what they don't say in the UP that people say this to me all the time? I'm going to tell you words that have never been uttered in the UP by somebody born and raised in the UP.
Well, first of all, they have more than two syllables, but go ahead, John.
Can I finish?
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yadderhe. No one in the UP has ever said.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Oh, my
John.
God. The only people in the UP that have ever said Yadderhe were Wisconsinites visiting the UP. I swear to God.
Not
okay, who's your friend in Appleton that we had on here for the Uper Bowl? Cutler. Do you have her number? Weigert?
Or Dave.
Laura?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
We can call Steve Grenier. He's the Uper guy.
Get a Uper on the phone, Todd, please.
Yadderhe.
Want to make a bet on this?
Yes.
Oh, let's make a $10 bet towards the fund.
Okay.
Are you on?
Yadderhe.
Todd, you on this?
Yep.
All right.
I'm on for this.
Mind on the mirror. Back after this.
Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby.
App today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a good-looking Wednesday morning heading into a phenomenal weekend. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. No longer reason to wait to replace your windows and doors. If you order today, you get zero interest up to 48 months. That's right, 4 years, no interest. You have until May 31st at Pella, so jump on it right now. When it comes to replacing or upgrading your windows and doors, you want to feel confident that your choices will turn out exactly how you envisioned. Whether your home is newer, classic, mid-century modern, or something truly historic, Pella's design lets you virtually see what your home would look like. Get a hold of them. Get a free in-home consultation today. PellaWI.com.
That virtual design is cool. Where they can
that stuff is so cool now.
Well, they put the windows in.
Yeah.
You know, and you look at that and say, no, I'm not sure that's what we're looking for.
You know, we
can
even talk when Ben and Deanna Malcor come in today, talk about how technology has changed.
Oh my gosh.
In 10 years, maybe even less, it was not that long ago. If you were thinking about buying a house, you'd buy the Sunday Press Gazette and you would look through that whole section, and that's how people bought houses.
Yeah.
Now it's unbelievable how things have changed. And again, how you can do these things. Well, even with building houses, you can, AI is getting big into that too.
So there's something
where they can AI a house. Mm-hmm. You just say what you like and boom, this stuff pops up.
What I liked about Pella's virtual thing and really the exterior of the home too is it used to be the paint chips and you'd hold them next to each other. Now they paint it if you want to trim this color? Because we have I think we have three colors
on the house.
And those
paint chip things, once you put that stuff on the wall or whatever, it no more looks like that color than anything.
I agree, especially with the sun. But it's pretty cool because, in Astor Park, not that they're all painted ladies, but they're a number of colors to your house, three or four colors with the trimming. That was pretty cool when we did that because they can just place different things and with the windows too. So, it's a technology it's great because it's not like it costs money and it's like, we really don't like it. So that doesn't happen anymore.
But let's be honest. How many times have you bought something from the paint store and you look at the little thing and they even show it to you in the can? Oh, man, that's phenomenal.
Yep.
And you get home and you're all fired up and you painted. And the next day and you look at it, it's like,
Not what I had in
that
mind.
Nope. That ain't what I had in mind. Nope.
So
everybody's been burnt by that, I think.
Anyway, there's a lot of great technology. And you're right about even with our garage, what they could do when we built a new garage, and different styles. And
what
they
do you do with the upstairs of your garage?
Then they price
Is
it out.
Is there anything in that?
So there's a lot. You know, you've been to my house.
I've never been in your garage.
No, I know you haven't. But I have a lot of Christmas decorations.
Oh, okay.
Nine trees and just all these lights. And
all right.
So if I get rid of my Christmas decorations,
stuff in your garage?
That could be Fonzie's room.
Because I still use, I got a, you know what's, you know what business we should get into?
Is it stored?
Yes.
Temperature controlled, though.
Storage.
Temperature controlled.
It doesn't even have to be temperature controlled.
Yeah, it does.
Why?
Because stuff gets ruined.
No, it doesn't.
It costs that much more.
All right. We should go in. We should build some storage units.
Temperature controlled. I would look at that because people, especially these people, you look at what they're going to be building here in the city, 260 apartments.
And yeah.
That thing out at, that Terrence Wall is doing out in Howard, that's 1,000. That's 1,000 apartments. People are going to move out of their homes. It's a four season climate here. They're going to say, look, we need to get a really nice storage unit. That's temperature controlled.
Well,
and we could rent those out.
I will say this. I was going to donate some stuff to, I want to say, the Salvation Army one time.
Yeah.
And it was good stuff. It was furniture that somebody
that's
else.
Good.
Okay. Yep. They won't take it. If it's been a storage unit, they won't take it.
Well, that's not true.
Okay. Maybe it was just me then. Maybe they
could have been.
No, we're not taking
John,
your stuff.
If it would have been in temperature control, because if it's in there and it gets cold, it gets hot, it gets moldy, it gets misty, I wouldn't take it either. But if you're in and you say, look, it's going to be 62 degrees in here for 12 months a year. They'd be like, well, yeah, it's like being in your house.
Does that cost a lot more?
Well, I don't know if it's more, sure. A lot more? I don't know. I'd have to look at that. I tell you what, I'm in.
You ever watch that show Storage Wars?
Yes. That's so planned and fake and yeah.
You can't say that.
It all is. They plant stuff in there and they got different characters winning at different times. That's a shallow.
I always thought Brandy was kind of hot. Remember Brandy? She was feisty.
Is that still on?
I don't know. Is that still on, Todd?
Not sure.
That's when those kind of shows were really, really popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I always liked that one, though, because I would love to do that. I would love to go to one of those auctions and buy a storage unit.
If they open the door, you can't go in. You just look at it.
You can look, but you can't dig.
Yeah, for like a minute or 2 minutes, and then they close it, and then they auction it off.
Yeah.
So our news person, Lisa, her husband, that's what they do.
Do they?
Storage units?
Storage units and estate sales, and they do all that, and then they do the research, and then they resell it and make money.
Oh, so she doesn't, does she own storage units, or does she go to those auctions?
She goes to the auctions and stuff like that.
Can we get her on? I want to talk to her.
I'll set it up to have her on sometime, yes.
Oh, yep. I want to talk to her just about that stuff. Because I love doing that kind of stuff. I love estate sales, all that stuff.
I'll bet you one out of 20. Is a find.
No.
The rest of it is junk.
I have found numerous treasures.
In storage units?
Yeah. No, not storage units. Estate sales.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When
no,
I used
I agree
to clean
with that.
Out people's houses.
Yeah, yeah. No,
stuff like that.
No, I'm saying those estate sales, or estate as you per se it. And I just was reading something.
What was that? What did
you say? No, it's just true, John. I was just reading about you guys put the accent on the first syllable. Upers. I just read that when we were on break. So
And what did it say about Yatter Hay?
I didn't get that far
yet.
Yeah,
you did. You already told it to
no,
us.
No, I didn't.
During the break, you did.
It just said, in some cases, yeah. And you don't, you drop a lot of words, too. I'm going store. Like, you wouldn't, or we went mall. We go.
I've never heard that before.
Upper Peninsula. Okay, I just tell you what I'm reading here,
okay,
guys.
Okay,
what's the source of your findings?
WIKI.
Anybody from the UP that's listening, anybody from that's lived in the UP,
fandom,
please
Upper dialect.
Please verify this. Two terms, Yatter Hay and Inso, are completely foreign to the UP. Those are total Wisconsin things. Nothing against them. It's just people. Sometimes you say from the UP, oh Yatter Hay. It's like, okay.
Use of German Scandinavian ja.
There are no Germans in the UP. Very few.
Canadian?
There's Canadians.
Okay, well, that's what this guy is. Okay. Canadian raising, German, Scandinavian dialect, ja.
They'll say, like, and I
ja,
said,
J-A, say, ja, you guys say ja up there, too?
You know, nope.
That is ja, I believe.
Yeah. Ja, eh?
It's
cold out there, eh?
Oh, but they don't say the J.
They don't say the J.
I see. Okay, it means yeah. All right, I got it now. I'm reading this. But then they have YA too. They have JA and YA. So that's the same
they
thing.
They say A. They say A.
Well, maybe you got to call this guy Johnny.
All right. I lived there for 30 years.
Ending sentences in EH, which is A.
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's what they do. But they never say yadder.
That's a pretty never. Dress, eh?
A.
Okay. All right. We'll do this during the break. I don't want to do this on the air.
Wait, call Kevin Borseth. Todd.
I don't think he's going to admit to some of that.
I bet he will.
Okay.
Todd, can you call him and see if he wants to come on?
I'll see if I can
get him. Tell me a couple things you want to talk to Kevin about, if you don't mind.
Right. But this storage units are going to become bigger and bigger the more people, less homes we build, less garages we build, and more apartments that we build. People are, because a couple things of Wisconsin people. One, again, is it's four season. People do accumulate things through generations, right? Your mom's
okay,
stuff.
Okay, if we do this, I get first dibs if somebody doesn't pay their bills. And we get to go in and take your stuff.
You better have a really airtight agreement that's legal, because you go in and start selling that stuff and you sell their mother's whatever, some great antique thing and make 10 grand. They're going to come after you. So you have to, I'll do that, but you got to have a really, really airtight agreement drafted by an attorney.
I think it's after 2 months or something. If you don't pay after 2 months.
That's it. They can't come back at you.
You sign the contract. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, you got Kevin?
Do you have to give warning?
Kevin?
Hey.
Oh, Kevin.
Good morning, buddy.
Coach.
How's it going?
Sorry. Yeah.
Good. How are you?
Coach, how's it going, boys?
Good. We're good. First thing, we're having a heated discussion. Heated discussion.
Okay.
Well, Coach,
let me finish,
I just want to say the day started off wrong, because Johnny and I both showed up wearing the exact same thing.
Exact same.
Red sweatshirts.
Yeah.
Which is weird. That's never happened
like
in a year.
We look like two out-of-work Santa Clauses.
So we do. And yeah. Well, he looks more like a Santa Claus. I look more like, you know, a guy with a red sweatshirt.
This is Santa Claus.
Yeah. But here's the reason he wore that, Coach. Here's the reason he wore that today. Because his personal trainer's coming in, so he wants something to cover it up as much as possible. So he couldn't see that he's failing miserably with his personal trainer.
Okay, let's go on to the
wide.
So Coach,
we're talking,
welcome.
First thing, Coach. Coach Borseth joining us. We're talking about UP terms versus Wisconsin terms. And I said the term yadderhay has never been uttered in the UP by a Uper, only by somebody from Wisconsin visiting to the UP and thinking that's how we talk up there. True or false?
Yadderhay?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Exactly.
Oh, come on.
Thank you.
You and Mino. Jeez.
Thank you, Coach.
Coach, yadderhay is, we in Wisconsin would think that's a UP. A little bit Minnesota, too. I'll give you that. You did say that. But really, it's never been.
It ain't a UP term.
Nope.
No? All right.
Even remotely close. When you said it immediately, I thought to myself, maybe it was a part of the connection puzzle of the New York Times. I don't know.
And another one we don't say in the UP is in so. Oh, it's nice out there today, in so. We don't say that, do we?
Never heard of that either. No.
Oh, my
Thank
gosh.
You. Thank
All
you.
Right, Coach.
So, Coach, you want to hear how, Coach, I'm going to make a lot of money, Coach?
I'm listening.
Yeah,
so
again.
When the draft comes, and I even checked with the real mayor of Green Bay about
this. Could work, though. I'm kind of in on this one.
For when they have the draft here, and there's going to be all kinds of different things going on, whatever, I want a food stand called Uper Village that serves pasties and kudigi. What do you think of that?
There you go.
Yes.
Right? That could work.
Those are both. Those are cream of the crop in UP.
Yep.
And
kudigis are really good. Kudigis and pasties, you can't go wrong with those.
Yes.
And people coming in from all over the United States, the 32 teams, I think they're going to try it. And, you know, you get 400,000 or 500,000 people. We only need a dollar a person.
You know who I could probably get to work the booth? Mariucci.
Well,
Mariucci will be in town.
50 bowl.
Yep.
50-50 raffle.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And.
Yeah.
We'll go around selling 50-50 raffle tickets.
We'll get Absolutely. You in the booth, too.
We want you in the booth, Coach.
Coach
was the first guy that started, and everybody else has kind of followed this, Coach. You were the first ones to have a Uper night for one of your college basketball games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
And not a lot of places
Why wouldn't you? I see the Blizzard had one, too. Blizzard had a Uper night.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. So there. You started a trend, buddy.
This Yeah, Coach, I don't know what you're doing next April 23rd, but, you know, we'll give you a spot in the booth and give you 10% of sales.
Absolutely.
So, I can make a little bit of cash.
Yeah, well, I'm in UP right, getting UP right now, getting ready to do a little fishing today, opening a walleye season. So.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Hey, Coach, I got to ask you, though. You're in the Copper Country area?
No, I'm actually in Berglund on Lake Ogibek.
Oh, you're Ogibek. Okay. Because, again, whenever I show somebody that video, that trail cam of that mountain lion in your old stomping grounds in Kewaunee County taking down that deer, anybody that says, I'm not worried about mountain lions out in the woods, you're walking down a logging trail, Coach, and that thing's at the end looking at you. I'll tell you what.
Time to go.
They are scary animals, aren't they?
I hope I got a gun.
Yeah, absolutely. I would never go in the woods without a gun, no matter what. I don't care if I'm fishing.
I can tell you this, though. They have bobcat up here, too. And I've been hunting my whole lifetime. I've never seen one bobcat in the woods in my entire life.
No, I haven't either,
they
actually.
They have a season on it.
Yeah.
Those cats play pretty tight to the vest, you know?
Yeah. You know what I did see last year? I was up there deer hunting, though. It was a fisher. I'd never seen a fisher before. Yeah. Those are nasty looking.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yes, they are.
Wow. Well, Coach, got to ask you.
Look, kill a lot of small game.
Yep. Got to ask you one question. What do you think of Doug Gottlieb?
I don't know who he is. I've never heard of his radio show or anything. So, matter of fact, I'm like you. I'm reading about him right now, learning, but I know absolutely nothing.
We're on the same page. But, Johnny did know of him, though, right?
Well, yeah, from his show. He would do the halftime shows. Well,
I'm with the coach, so I never heard of him.
When Doug Gottlieb was doing his halftime shows on the weekends, Coach here was coaching.
Okay, I was watching.
I don't know who he is. I really don't have any idea who the guy is. I guess his dad coached at Milwaukee or something.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that, to be honest with you. All right.
Well,
all
I'm just reading all of his bio here right now. Well,
there's a lot on there.
Getting into it.
Well, Coach, go get those walleye, brother. They're hungry.
Enjoy your time.
And if you see anybody from Nimrod Nation.
What's that?
If you see anybody from Nimrod Nation, tell them I said hello.
All right. Yadder, hey.
Okay, hey. You guys.
All right, Coach.
Coach Morrison, thank you very much for joining us. Just verifying what I said, all those terms are native to Wisconsin and Wisconsin only. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. I'm out on the mayor here on a Wednesday morning. Thanks to Coach Borseth for joining us. We've got Ryan Doyle, the personal trainer of the former mayor of Green Bay at Western Racket and Fitness, coming. You talk about a challenging job. Wow.
He's great.
What a job.
It'll be interesting to talk to him. He's never been on our show before. Now, my other trainer
what a challenge.
Was. But,
amazing challenge.
Yeah. It'd be interesting.
Like day one, hey, do a lunge. I can't. I'll fall over. I just push this.
Let's wait for Ryan.
Push this sled. I can't. It's heavy.
Yeah, that.
All right. These things, I can't.
Okay, let's wait for
too.
Ryan.
This dude
yeah.
is going to, yeah,
yeah.
He's going to make us all look like.
Yeah. This guy's.
McDumpies.
This guy's fit. He's. Yeah. And
the energy already he's got out there.
Right.
Yeah.
And you guys spent some time in Hawaii, in the Carolinas. He's well-traveled, just smart, and just totally into this health and wellness. Gives talks. Yeah, I was lucky to get him. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. And he's obviously doing very well with me. I mean, look at me.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't mean
like night and day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't even recognize you anymore.
Right.
I swear.
I hear that.
If you weren't wearing something really red and bright, I wouldn't even know who you are.
Got a text here, a guy
from Trivers making fun of our Uper accent. Hey, pot me kettle. Yeah, very good.
That is funny.
That is good.
Okay.
Did you guys ever take offense? Because
Trivers,
I'll be honest
yes.
with well. Carp City,
yes,
right?
Yes, Carp Town, but
Carp
yes.
Town, all those yes. things. Did you guys take offense to that stuff?
Yes, okay. Yes, we did. We did not like
What did
that.
You say about the Manitowoc kids then?
Skunk Hollow.
What was it?
Skunk Hollow.
Okay. Another Stinking Lincoln?
Yep, right. That's okay. All the same thing, right? Lincoln High School, we were the Jets.
Yeah.
What else? I'm trying to think back then. The cheers, right? That's what I'm thinking of, the cheers at the football and basketball games. But yeah, no, but it was kind of weird because I was actually from Two Rivers, right?
I mean, I know.
School of Manitowoc, but I still took offense to Two Rivers. Yeah, it was very proud of Two Rivers.
We just had a special guest walk in unannounced. Can we bring this special guest in unannounced, Todd?
You sure can if you'd like.
Yes, right. We'd like to bring the special guest in.
Mr. Groom.
Although it scares me a little bit, he's coming in with a briefcase, like a real briefcase.
Yes.
And it's like,
oh, cool. Come on in.
Oh, come on in here, special guest.
So,
No, you got to come in.
We didn't know this.
No.
Until just recently, but this guy's got some background in what we do, and so we're going to train him to be a part of the show a little bit.
Yes, he is great. All right.
Dennis Van Halen.
How's it going?
AKA Dennis Peters Glam Band lead singer.
Good morning, buddy.
And fantastic. We were just at your wedding reception Saturday night. We had a great time. Well, that was fun.
I want to apologize for him smashing that glass of water all over the table.
Within 20 minutes, I did the same thing.
Did you really?
I swear to goodness. Uh-huh. I had somebody else give me a old hug, and as you slip the arm down the old side, it's like, down goes Frazier.
Yeah. Jim's mad at me about one thing.
I always,
that night.
What's that?
I went back twice for food.
That's what it's there for.
Well,
he was the only one at our
table.
That's
what buffet style means, brother.
It's a little embarrassing, so I had to move my chair.
Oh, I think I mentioned to everybody, help yourself as much as you want.
Okay.
So, yeah,
That's common to say that.
Oh, and I meant it, man.
Okay. It's really good.
I meant that, man.
Yeah, so we're all sitting there just talking, conversation. John gets up and leaves. I thought, he probably go to the bathroom or something. He goes back, another huge plate of food. So
please, I'm glad you did, because I still have giveaways. Matter of fact, I brought some cookies for you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Not even realizing it was chocolate chip day. I brought peanut butter. Butter instead.
Oh, love them.
I got my trainer here, man. You tell him.
I saw
that.
What did you
bring
in here,
buddy? He's nervous when I walked in. He's like, I said, they're talking you up. And they go,
yeah, you know what? It's his only failure.
What?
You know, it's funny you say that, because I've been spending special time with my mom since this weekend with the wedding and everything. She's still with us over at the house and whatever. And and speaking of failure, never mind. I shouldn't talk that way.
No. Go ahead.
I'm probably her only, her only failure that she's spent time with.
So you found barbershop memories sing-along books.
I spent some time with my mom, went to the antique store in Little Chute, and I was thinking of you guys.
You guys should sing this song, Mother.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that song?
By Danzig?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I don't think it's Danzig.
No, but I'm saying
Mother!
I don't know who Danzig is. This is for the million, MS for the million things you gave me. You know, that's a great, great song.
I saw that, and I had to.
Yes.
And, you know for barbershop quartet, wouldn't you know it, there's four pieces there.
Ah, that would make sense.
So, yeah.
In all my dreams, I dream of you.
Yes. Great.
This I like
barbershop
it.
Is the best. It's making a comeback.
I'm glad it's the
best. These are awesome. And then where did you get this? The Army National Guard in Korea, 1950 to 53.
Same thing, the antique store.
Wow, love it.
I thought you might have that already, but
I do not.
Okay.
But I am a firm believer, or not believer, advocate, because I don't have to believe, I know it happened. Our National Guard, when they were sent to war, is one of the most undertold stories in the history of our military.
I think if you've been in the National Guard in Wisconsin, you've been sent overseas somewhere. At least once, two, three times, as they say up north.
And into some really bad places. Oh, really bad places.
Yeah, the worst. Yeah.
And I think it's awesome that the National Guard is finally starting to get to national recognition. Yeah.
There's something to be said about the 32nd Division, where they have the Red Arrow. There's a reason for that. Never retreated.
And the Red Arrow is because they advanced further. At the end of World War One, when World War One ended, they were the deepest into Germany of any American unit.
Never retreated. That's what the Red Arrow means. Forward. Yeah.
Is that why we have Red Arrow Park?
Yep.
Yes,
really?
Sir. Yes, sir.
I never knew that.
Yes, it is.
Yep. I thought it was
In Manitowoc. Mm-hmm.
It is. I thought it was more Indian heritage. I got to admit. I just
sure,
I grew
understandably.
Up there,
you bet.
And I grew up there. Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big, the Red Arrow, what they did in World War II is mind-boggling.
And what they're going to do.
And in World War One.
What they're going to do in Green Bay next year, they're going to open up Red Sweatshirt Park.
We're kicking it off today.
And the statues out front will be
Santa Claus will be there, and everybody's gonna be going, "Oh, I know him!
You're not Santa Claus. You smell like beef and cheese." So we left a little early the other night because we're old.
Yes, if.
But how did it go with the open mic?
You missed all the fun. It was fantastic.
I got a feeling there was some amazing talent on
there. So we were at Dennis's wedding reception, married a couple months ago, but his reception, and you could tell there were a lot of musicians in the house. And they probably, as the night went on.
They sure did. Yeah, they sure did. The Vic Ferrari fellas were there.
Right.
Just about almost everybody from the band was there, and Michael Bailey saying, What a
wonderful world.
Yeah.
No kidding.
That was our impromptu husband wife dance. That was awesome.
Cool. Yeah, you could kind of feel that, right? When we were talking about, we were pointing people out, that's a musician.
Absolutely.
Because you guys, how they carry themselves.
I see trees of green.
Oh, that's good. You know,
it was awesome.
I thought you just gave me goosebumps.
Red roses, too.
I still think of that in Good Morning Vietnam.
Oh, sure.
And they were playing that song when those troops were on the truck heading out to battle, basically.
Yeah.
And they had that song. Yeah. That one was, I almost get choked up when I see that.
Oh, speaking of which, when I was at the antique store, I take pictures of old, I should be buying these things, to be honest with you, but I do it as for song inspiration. But you see postcards of people from way back in the day writing letters to their loved ones.
Yeah.
And I saw one of a family that, I still love this woman and hope that we can, you know, like tie the knot, whatever, before I ship out type of a thing. You see stuff like that when you're at the antique stores and it just tugs at your heartstrings, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, that was real. Yeah, this is good.
You guys stick around.
We'll do. We'll do.
Dennis from the Glam Band. We got Ryan Doro, the personal trainer for Jim Schmidt. That's his only job, I've heard. Western said, listen,
pay him
man,
enough.
Just we'll pay you full. Just devote everything to him. He's on the radio. He's wearing his big sweaters. He looks 400 pounds. We'll be back after this.